Hello and welcome to all new and veteran weebs to the Simping for Senpai podcast, where we make it our goal to make sure that you watch your goddamn animes. This show will contain adult language, lewd things, and talks of waifus, best girls, who's the queen of the harem, you know, that sort of thing. If you want to simp, then go ahead and simp for us. Notice me, Senpai. Welcome to a very special, just out of the blue episode for essentially the holidays. This episode is coming out essentially on midnight of Christmas Eve going into Christmas Day. So I can't wait for, you know, just for this to be out there, for everyone to be there. I am your heavenly holiday loving host, Mr. Ash Basham.
Same, but it's your boy Ace.
No worries. I'm gonna get our two buddies in here that are gonna be just talking and chilling with us about the holiday seasons. Come on in, both you guys. Tell them who you guys are.
I'm that Blaze McBain guy because Bats took forever to respond there. I was like, how long?
I'm glad you caught back to you because I was like, is that us or is he dragging people in?
I'm not gonna lie. I thought about just like letting the silence sit in to see how long it was gonna take Bats to say something.
I mean, it'll stay. It would have stayed in if it stays on for a while.
Hey, listen. A true gentleman waits till the end. All right, that's all I was doing. I was being.
Okay.
Oh, I had so much to follow up on that. I'm not going to though.
I mean, this is the show to do it on.
It's me, that Blaze McBain guy, man. I'm just doing all the things all the time. It seems like, and happy to be here.
Hell yeah.
And it's best kid, you know. I'm always around somewhere.
I know, right? Dude, it's the holidays.
And then I pop up as soon as somebody says anime.
God damn it, right? Yeah. Right now it's the holidays, man. Everyone's getting together doing your stuff right now. I mean, my parents are gonna be freaking doing a dinner for tomorrow, which is essentially Christmas Eve.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to my grandparents' house. Right now, we're I'm baking some cookies as well to bring tomorrow, so should be pretty fun.
What kind of cookies?
Grinch cookies.
Okay, I'm down.
Mm-hmm. So there's like they look like matcha flavored, or they look like the color matcha, but it's just green dye and like cookies, and they have Hershey's melted in the middle, and they have a sprinkled red heart on the side of it, you know, kind of like imagery of like, you know, the Grinch and his heart growing.
That's cool.
It goes with the theme of Christmas, of course, so should be cool. It's my second time making them. First time was trial and error, but this time is they're looking better.
No, it's sick, man. We do every Christmas Eve, I make chicken Alfredo homemade.
Ooh. Nice. Oh, chicken Alfredo is so good. Yeah.
I forgot we were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, no, it just so happened I told Blaze that I made Alfredo. He's like, oh, you'll never guess. And I was like, what?
Yeah, dude, we do chicken Alfredo every Christmas Eve, and then we open presents afterwards.
Nice.
And then
Santa presents on Christmas Day. And awesome. Then this year I'm cooking a feast on Christmas Day. I'm making turkey, dressing...
Wow.
Green bean casserole. Who knows what else, man? Whatever my wife asks me to make, I'm going to make.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Anything for you, Bets?
I'm just visiting my parents. They're apparently making a whole bunch of food. Because I guess it's the one time mom is using me as an excuse. Be like, well, I need this and this and this and this.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Well, because she called me and she's like, okay, you cook with all this random stuff. Do you have all of this? And I was like, no. So, I mean, I called her today, and I was like, look, I made this. Do you want it? So, I'm making only I'm not stealing Blaze's tradition because mine's ravioli, but I'm making like a 4-cheese ravioli with Alfredo sauce on it.
Damn. Oh, nice. That sounds good.
I tried, I had it yesterday and I was like, oh, this sauce is great.
Okay.
Holy crap. Yeah. Dude, like with us, it's just Mexican style the entire way. We're having pozole being made on that thing. I'm going to be making some Mexican hot chocolate for everybody. Nice.
What about tamales?
No, not tamales this year.
No, not tamales.
Tamales is too much work, man. I can go get them from, like, down the street from somebody. I could literally just pay them. But at the same time.
Yeah.
Nah, not tamales this time.
No, dude, it takes so long to make tamales.
It does.
See, mine's a bunch of different stuff. I know mom says she's making a tenderloin. We got cornbread. We'll have the ravioli. There'll probably be deviled eggs. I know there'll be deviled eggs. Mom says she's making some type of dessert, but I have no idea. She won't tell me what kind it is.
Yeah,
which scares me and excites me at the same time, because sometimes she's like, oh, I just found this recipe online. Let's try it out. And it's like, this dessert has mayonnaise in it. What?
I love that you mentioned desserts, because there's this very famous place that's nearby where I live. They make pies. And I always, and the thing is, their pies are double crusted pies. And I always try to get one at least once or twice a year, because it's a drive to go get these things. And they're a little pricey for normal pies, but double crusted pies, homemade, fresh, that there's only two stores ever for this place.
Really?
To just get pies and they cook them. Yeah, it's the Julian
pie pies.
Oh, yeah.
They're like 14 to 16 inch pies. And
not
double,
bad.
Yeah, and they're
that
double.
Sounds pretty good.
They're double crusted, but like the typical ones I like to get, it's like the I like to get their Dutch caramel apple pie, and they also have like a Dutch caramel peach cobbler style pie as well.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. Like I'm not a big apple pie person, but I would eat it. But I prefer a lot of other pies over apple pie, surprisingly.
Yeah. It's, and the cool part is like I like going to this place, but it's like an hour drive from my place to get there.
Oh, Julian?
Yeah.
Mom's pies? Mom's pies?
No, it's just the Julian Pie Company. That's
really? I thought
nothing for me. I would do that on an everyday basis just because it's pretty much like 30 to 40 minutes to anywhere for me. So,
damn. Okay.
This man's out there in the boonies.
I am, man. It sucks.
So is Cy, dude.
Like the biggest store I have where I'm at is a Dollar General, and it appeared overnight one time.
There as they all do. Field, as they all do.
There was a cornfield, and then it became a Dollar General, and it's like, okay.
They just spawned in.
No shit. I was watching John Oliver, and he has a whole thing about, like, a whole episode about Dollar Generals. And I just never paid attention to how many there are. And when I was driving down to my parents' house for Thanksgiving, I was like, dude, if this was a drinking game of how many, like,
you'd be wasted.
Like, wasted. No, you'd be dead. Like, there's so many Dollar Generals.
I like the fact you brought that up, because the thing is, with the typical thing when it comes to Dollar General and like Dollar Tree and all that, and those specific ones, their parking lots are always freaking tiny. I don't get it. And I never get that.
And they have like one, maybe two people working in the store, and they work like minimum wage.
Yeah, that's true.
And like, if I don't know if you've ever seen like the profit margin, dude, it's wild. They make like, so, it's so insane. And it's like, they have so many stores, so many stores. If you want a comprehensive breakdown, just go watch that John Oliver episode of like Last Weekend Tonight. And it's or Last Week Tonight. And it was wild. I was sitting there. I was like, this is mind boggling and not okay. also, shout outs to the Pootiki Tiki, the bird of the century this year out of New Zealand.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Yeah.
What's so special about that bird?
Well, John Oliver looked up weird New Zealand bird, and they do like this century vote every year, I guess. And this year's was like bird of the century. Mm-hmm. And he actually like paid for advertisements in different countries have this vote. And it had like 257,000 votes. And if you took all the other entries and combined them, they weren't even like within like 150,000 or something like that. But the Pootiki Tiki one, it's a fun name to say. That's what makes it special. Other than that, like its babies will ride on its back when it's in the water. That's pretty sick.
These birds are
Okay.
Birds. Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fun facts of the day. You know, if you wanted some random information that you'll never need to know or that, you know, just completely mm-hmm. useless, there you go.
That is, yeah, that's very interesting, actually. That's actually cool. Wow, no way.
Yeah, dude, I'll send you a picture of it. Hold on.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Oh, my God. Dude, freaking this year and just in general, too, it's been like gaming has been insanely great. I've been loving a lot of stuff that's been out. Granted, I haven't played most of the stuff I did buy. Like the biggest one that I purchased for this year, which is a really top tier game, the Like a Dragon Gaiden, the man who's erasing his name, which is like the next installment of the Yakuza series. Like I'm gonna probably be playing that this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, and it's one of like my biggest gaming franchises. I mean, I played Armored Core 6. Like that's the other game that's like massive that came out too.
I booted up Armored Core today.
I almost nice. Wanted to get it, but oh, so I don't good. Know how I
did
feel.
The tutorial and like
wait, is it on sale?
Yeah.
It is on sale. And they just had a massive sale? Update. Yes. Yeah. And they also had a big update too.
The update's huge. But yeah,
remind me
I did
to
the
look
tutorial
at it
and
after
I was like
this pod.
If you want something that feels like Gundam and isn't, like it kind of
I
feels
need Gundam.
Like it.
I need Gundam.
Why can't we get a fast-paced Gundam game, bro? Like, why?
Why can't
like,
I get a VR okay, Gundam game?
I want
a VR Gundam game.
Dude, that'd be so awesome! A VR Gundam game fighting in space.
Right?
Oh my god!
It would be sick.
And you don't use a controller; you actually use like the actual VR handset.
Yeah, that'd be so freaking dope.
That would be pretty cool, actually.
Like, why can't we get Gundam Versus on PC? That's
hey Bandai,
exactly.
Connect right? with me. I got this. I got this.
Imagine playing Crossfaded.
Oh my God!
God,
you know, sick. You know what else makes me upset? Like, I was talking to somebody about this awesome. Today. Did you all play on the PlayStation Vita and the PSP? Did you play Dissidia, like Final Fantasy Dissidia?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, those mm-hmm. games were absolutely sick, and then. Mm-hmm. They finally released one on console, and it was ass.
It was grass.
And it makes me upset because those games were so good. All you
correct me if
it.
I like watch this, but I liked Final Fantasy Cerberus.
Oh yeah, that one's good. That's a cult classic.
I loved that one.
It's a hard game to find too.
Yes, I have it.
Mm-hmm. It's for the PSP, wasn't it?
No, it was for the PlayStation 2.
Yeah,
but you can get it for PSP.
Maybe
I think I bought a PSP just for that game.
That's part of the remake for Final Fantasy VII. I think they are remaking Dirge of Cerberus.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
And I'm not gonna lie, that would be sick as hell. I have a lot of feelings on the Final Fantasy VII remakes. I think they're really, really well done. I like seeing that they like went with a different approach of not just like, hey, we just updated graphics. Like they've added story. They've changed a few little mechanics here and there. I think it's really, really nice. But I would love to see some like Dirge of Cerberus. I'm excited for like Red 13 gameplay and the newest one coming out. Yep. You know, we got some good stuff coming on that front at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Final Fantasy specifically too. Jesus, even like they've been showing a lot of the trailers for the next portion of 7. It's so good looking.
Yeah, but apparently your save doesn't matter.
I know that's the worst part,
and I don't like that. But you know, I probably should, considering my child, ejected a disc during a boss fight. I probably should feel okay about it.
I think with that though, they might still implement like the typical items you would have had by then. I hope they do that. But if not, if I'm getting new items again, I'm gonna be annoyed by that.
Like, mm-hmm. I don't know why you couldn't have. Here's the thing: there is no reason. They couldn't be like, oh, you played the first iteration? Mm-hmm. Sick. Let's port over your save data and you can use some of the things you had. You don't get everything because you don't want to be OP, or maybe you make it where there's that level start there and like it's not OP. It doesn't really matter. The fact of the matter is like everybody having to start fresh and anew is just weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But maybe that will change over time. We'll have to see. But I just don't understand how we get Gundam Versus in arcade and on PS4 and 5, but we can't get it on PC. Because I think if they made a cross-play Gundam game like that, it would pop mm-hmm. off.
Oh,
yeah, it would.
I mean, whatchamacallit, Gundam Evolution did okay. There's just no cross-play. That killed that game. Any game that releases mm-hmm. like that now that
I'm
doesn't
so
have cross-play,
sad about that.
It kills it immediately. You have to have cross-play. Because
that game
the console
was so good.
Community services so much. Like, look at Mortal Kombat right now. Mortal Kombat, mm-hmm. fantastic game. From what I've heard, like everybody, like besides the monetization issues, but no crossplay.
Mm-hmm. That But that's also typical in NetherRealms. Like they that's always been their MO every single time. That's why when we had like we'll start back to like their newer iterations. Well, the start of the newer iterations, Mortal Kombat 9, that one had a split between the PlayStation version and the Xbox version, and had guest characters specifically only for that version.
Yep.
Which that's why they couldn't do cross platform on that thing specifically. Mm-hmm. Also, that during that time, that was the days of like the 360 and the PS3. That Xbox and PlayStation were like, no, like we need separation from each console, shit like that. Nowadays, it's like it's now typical to have cross platform from anywhere, which is insane to think about that. But it that's how it was the entire time. And what sucks is also depending on what console, the game version was better depending on which one it was. And for some weird reason, the PlayStation version of it was actually the better version of the
Generally, no offense to Xbox, but like I will specifically buy a game for PlayStation if I'm playing on controller for fighting games. Fighting games are just better on PlayStation. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. There's only one game that isn't, and that's Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yeah, I agree
on
that.
Only one. Because that one actually did have, it went from, it was 4 frames of delay to 6 to PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
On that one, and that caused a lot of heat, especially during, I think it was Evo, when the first time they all switched to only PS4s or PS3s, I think during that time, and that the, like 3 of the top players like all spoke out about that and they hated that. But it is what it is, like honestly, that's usually how it comes when it comes to fighting games too, specifically as well. And also speaking of fighting games,
yes,
Blaze,
yeah, like, what about it?
I heard you got yourself something nice and pristine.
Yeah, you know, I was at DreamHack last weekend, and Victrix was there. And I was like, yo, tell me what they're about. You know, what's up with you guys? Because I was working the Guardians Mental Health booth, and I got to go around and talk to several different companies and people that were there. And I ran into the Victrix guys, and they're like, yo, like, these are arcade sticks. And I've never used a hitbox. Seen them. Looked at them online, but like to not be able to try one out before purchasing it was like a big no for me.
Yep.
And I actually played the guy that finished 9th in Street Fighter 6 at CEO while I was there. And we were playing a little bit and I was getting his opinions on some stuff. He's like, well, if you want to try out my hitbox, you can. And I was like, well, I'm going to go upstairs to the fighting game area and just check it out. Well, hey, the fighting game area at DreamHack is where it's at. There's like, it's a whole different vibe up there. And it's the right vibe. Just throwing that out there. Like, it just feels good. You can feel the hype. I jokingly said that our booth should have been up there because the people that need the like mental health help right then are the people getting trash talk during fighting game tournaments. Cause we've all been there.
Yeah.
In some capacity. And Victrix actually had the arcade sticks set up where you could actually test them out. So I tried out Mortal Kombat for a little bit. I haven't played any of Mortal Kombat 1. So I was like, let me play something I'm a little bit more familiar with. I've played some Street Fighter 6 on my Steam Deck and it felt good. I was sitting there, I was like, oh. So I went and I bought the arcade, the hitbox. They engrave it for free. So I got the koi fish yin yang symbol on it with my name under it.
Nice.
But I'm sitting there and I'm talking to them. And I realized they never charged me for this dang hitbox. And I go back up to the guy. I'm like, yo, you didn't charge me. He goes, what? I'm like, bro, I need to pay. And he was like, oh, you're right. So I ended up paying. I would have felt bad. I mean, for those that don't know, I mean, they're expensive. They're like $300. Well, they're over four. They're about $400 plus tax and shipping if you order them online. At DreamHack, they were selling them for $360, no tax, and free engraving.
Was
so,
one of the guys you spoke to, was his name Ali?
Let me look. I have his card. It was their media guy that I talked to the most.
Yeah, because Ali, he went, I think he still works for Victrix today. Like, he was the one that also set up and meet with like one of our head TOs that's over here in my part of the state. And like, he was able to, like, whenever we had giant events, they would always like drop off. I was like, okay, here's a free stick for first place for this game. Here's one stick for this game for the first place for the tournament. And I'm like, holy crap. And those guys are like, they do quality work. That stick is so clean. It doesn't matter if you get like the levered stick or you get the hitbox.
No, it just feels good, dude. It's full aluminum chassis. It feels good. Oh,
and what I like about their designs, and especially for people that like comfortability, they're not squared like a typical fight stick you would get from like Mad Cats or from all of them. They're rounded off, so it's easier comfortability on there. It's metal too, so it's like it'll cool you down as well. Depending on
my hands were getting cold today.
Yeah.
No, it was Edwin. He's their manager, influencer, and partnerships guy. He runs a lot of their media. That's who I talked with most of the time. He came down to our charity corner and talked with us a little bit when we were down there. But honestly, all the people there were dope. I took their picture for him for DreamHack. He was like, hey, man, can you do me a favor? I was like, yeah, bro, what's up? What do you need? And he was like, can you take our picture? I was like, that was the easiest thing you could ask me to do. And then he hands me like this full, like I have a Canon EO5, but he had a Canon like fully decked out.
Jesus.
And this thing was heavy. Like he hands it to me. I'm like, oh, got to hold on to this a little bit. But I took their pictures for them. It was sick, dude. I'm really excited to play more of it. I mean, I talked to my wife about it. She's like, you know, I'm kind of surprised you spent that much money on it. Do you really play fighting games that much? And I was like, well, I've had an itch. And I've played against Liani a little bit as of late. We did some BlazBlue cross tag. And I've done a little bit of Street Fighter VI. I'm like, dude, I saw those. And I was like, I think this would make it where I want to play more. And I played today for about half an hour. I was just running Jury and, you know, just practicing a little bit, doing some story arcade stuff.
Dude.
It's so smooth, bro. It's so smooth.
You would be a Jury.
Nice.
My buddy is also a Jury player, and he also plays on a hitbox as well.
Bro, it feels so good. I actually really like Chun-Li, but I want Jury. It feels like a little bit easier to play starting out.
It's actually easier. Yeah, she's a better and easier character to play, even though Chun-Li is like she's like an upper tier, not S tier that I,
yeah,
in my eyes that I see, but she's still pretty good on that thing. The funny part when you mentioned that too, me and Liani were playing earlier today some Street Fighter and some GGs as well. It was great. Holy crap. Here's the funny part. I like playing fighting games a lot, and everyone knows I love to play fighting games all the time. I'm typically pretty like decent at most of the games. I can honestly say, and I will, and I'm not afraid to admit this, Liani is way too good at freaking Guilty Gear, where I cannot keep up with him at all. And I played Guilty Gear for years, and I can't keep up with him.
It's his game, bro.
Yeah, I can tell. It's like, Jesus Christ, he was kicking the shit out of me.
Yeah, welcome to how I felt during BlazBlue cross tag when he just picked the OP stuff. And to be fair, he did at one point go, dude, you're just getting robbed. Because like there'd be times I'd almost have him dead. And I'm like one hit away and it's like full combo. There goes like a quarter of my health. I die. I'm like, oh, sick. That happened again.
And that's also typical for anime fighters. Fighters, like if you are at disadvantage, you're going to be at disadvantage. Like you will not win out of that at any moment.
Can we talk about an anime fighter that's coming? Can we talk about just for a second? Sure. We're in the pinnacle. The pinnacle of fighting games, like over a 2-year span. We're talking Street Fighter VI, Guilty Gear Strive, Tekken 8.
Tekken in January.
Yeah, I mean, and then you have, oh God, there's Grand Blue is actually, Rising's doing pretty well from what I've heard. They've already announced one of their crossovers that's coming. Then you have the Jujutsu Kaisen game that's coming, but the one that really matters, okay?
The JJK game looks really cool.
It looks really good, but... Mm-hmm. There's one anime fighting game that matters over the rest. And that is Dragon Ball Sparking Zero, because it is the spiritual successor of Budokai. And I am beyond hype for that game.
The weird thing is, like, I never liked the Tenkaichi style of when Dragon Ball Budokai did that. Like, 3 was, like, my favorite one to play, but 2 was, like, the funnest one.
Yeah, 2 was really, really good. I don't know, dude. I played so many tournaments of that game. There's no way it's going to be bad to me.
I don't think it's going to be a bad game either. I mean, like Xenoverse 1, like Dragon Ball Xenoverse, like that game has been like, what? I don't know. It's still going live to this day.
I think so.
Yeah. And that one was a very popular game.
Yeah.
It's way more popular than DBZ Fighters.
No. I don't think so, dude.
I think it is.
I know. Fighters is insanely. Fighters just got rollback.
Yes.
Fighters is great.
Crap, now I have to buy Fighters for PC.
It's funny. I have Fighters for PC because someone gifted it to me to kick someone's ass in it. Yeah. And I would beat them. I'd do 1v2s in Smash Brothers and beat people. So they bought me Fighters Z because I'd owned it on PlayStation 4.
Well, once I get back to there, you need to play me then, because
I am considering buying all the DLC for Fighters Z because I don't have it on PC.
All the DLC is actually amazing. And screw you, Kid Goku. Screw you.
Yeah.
Top tier my ass. God damn.
Don't worry. He'll be better once we get the new series. What is it? Daima?
Daima, yeah.
I have Yeah, I have FighterZ for PlayStation, but I haven't played it in a while.
Did you play with me when you got that?
I don't think so. I don't think I did, to be honest. I know I beat some of my other friends mm-hmm. in that game. Like, when it first came out, I was all into it. But I don't know. I just haven't really played it.
I don't know.
As often.
Bass needs to get up on this fighting game stuff, too.
Yeah, I used to play FighterZ, like, liturgically so much when it first came out.
Yeah, I played it a lot. I love that game. It's really good.
Yeah, it's
great. I can't believe that. I honestly don't think Xenoverse is more popular than FighterZ, though. There's no way.
I feel it is.
Maybe from a casual point. Maybe it actually is. I don't know.
I think it's from the casual standpoint.
You might be right on that, because FighterZ, you like run into a point where like you hit the wall.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and the thing is, when it comes to that specific type of game as well, since it's a team style one, that's like the Marvel vs. Capcom way of doing it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Usually, if you can essentially play the top tier team, you're probably gonna dominate that game very, very well, mm-hmm. because that's how it was with Marvel vs. Capcom 2. 3 surprisingly changed a lot of stuff because different things could have been the meta at any time, and there's been mm-hmm. players to show that that's what it is. But Fighters sometimes does flip-flop, but it's usually typically the best 3 characters are usually going to win you the matches every single time. Like, there's no mm-hmm. way about that. And that's the one thing I always hate, though, because that happens a lot in fighting games where you'll see top 8s or like top 6s at tournaments, and there's like usually all the same characters and maybe 1 or 2 that are just different, and that's it. And that's the bad part about fighting games, honestly. Oh.
Yeah, it's that way in Smash. Like you see that in Smash a lot, where there's like a top tier few characters. That's why it's always mm-hmm. interesting to watch the people that do like the non-meta stuff, because A, people haven't practiced it. Right, they don't know how to mm-hmm. play against it, so it makes it more interesting.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and plus, it's like if you always see a specific character, if you usually go off that, and you can typically beat them if they haven't faced that specific matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's usually when it comes to like calculating stuff in fighting games, which is it's fun to do.
Agreed.
Yes. Anyway,
this all started because of Armored Core. My bad.
Yeah. I was just about to say, where was it that I left off on?
Yeah, Armored Core, I got you, bro.
Yes, because I was talking about games that came out this year. Jesus Christ, that's took okay. a massive swing. Okay, that was phenomenal.
That's okay. We're just conversing in a different type of tangent with fighters, but it's okay.
Yeah, that was awesome, actually. That was mm-hmm. really good. But anyways, like you're just gonna go straight to like the main thing about anime, everybody. So so. Anime has been amazing this entire year. Like,
to me at least, yes. To me at least.
Okay,
but it's very easy.
Saturday so dirty. Like Saturday, there's not a lot that comes out.
No, and that's
Sunday is the hype. Sunday is the hype day.
Yeah, I don't remember what comes out like on specific days.
Wasn't
Don't you even start with me.
I know he's going to say, too.
Psalm 100.
Yeah, I know, because I was going to say, it's like, at least it's going to end. By the time this episode is out, the ending's going to be out for it, too, for that season.
Yeah, that's just sad, dude.
How many episodes are going to be in Psalm 100? I know there's 9 right now.
There's 9 right now.
There's 3 coming.
On Christmas, the last 3 are getting released.
Yep, all 3 of them are going to be
released. That's not that bad. I mean, at least we're getting it the same year it dropped. Like, I think...
This came out in like summer, dude. It's like the fact that
it's okay. It's okay. They're dropping. It's okay.
And this is like one of the things I told a buddy as well, because he was saying like, why did Psalm 100 have to like suffer so bad? It's like, well, they're also a brand new studio.
Yeah,
they're brand.
Okay, okay. I don't mean to interrupt, but you gotta. So
what's up?
Ash knows. Like, so Ember has been wanting to play Lethal Company, so we're probably going to play it.
Yeah.
So I told him, download this mod, and he's like, shouldn't I play the regular first? Wait, I can be Goku. Never mind. I'm downloading it.
Yep. Oh yeah, that one, dude. No, it's not that he will be Goku. One of the enemies gets changed into Goku.
Oh no.
That video is okay. I've seen so many videos on like that specific mod, and I laugh my ass off because the way how people die is the funniest thing. Lethal Company is by far one of the funnest games for it being the most basic ass game.
Dude, it is.
I found it. I was like, Bats, I think I found this game that we need to try. And he's like, what is that? I was like, it's called Lethal Company. He just insta-bought it. Like, he just like, that looks good. And I was like, oh, okay. And that game is, I've only got to play it one time, but it is a good
it's dude, a good I have been playing it nonstop.
Yep. Well, since you mentioned Lethal Company, I'm going to just say this right now. People that are listening to this, if you join my Discord during, let's say, the 25th through the 27th, I will buy you Lethal Company for the first five people that come into the actual Discord.
So just make sure you want
to get in there. I will buy some freaking Lethal Company for
that's crazy.
First five people that join.
And the game is you can mod that.
I'll leave and rejoin.
Here's the funny part. I have the mods for that game. It's on the folder. I haven't put it into the actual gaming folder for that thing specifically, but I can't wait to actually start putting some of them in there.
Oh.
But I think it's been a good year for anime. Like,
definitely.
I've gotten much more into anime, like, more like how I used to be in the past, like, year and a half, 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I've been catching up on some stuff, so that's some of it's like frustrating to me. Like I mentioned, I was watching Tokyo Ghoul, and the first two seasons, I'm like, all right, this is all right. And then I get to season three, and I'm like, yo, what's this time jump? What's happening here? And now I'm like, oh, I gotta go read the manga to figure out what's going on, and that's really frustrating. From someone that just like picked it up to watch it randomly.
Yeah,
but I mean, JJK's been good despite the MAPPA issues. I do want to highlight the Toto scene from is it one episode or two episodes ago where he like has his hands straight out and it goes into like the rainbow effects.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was animated by a 19-year-old.
I read an article about that.
Which is wild.
That was crazy. Yeah, no, exactly.
That is crazy.
like that is talent, dude.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Ash knows I'm a huge JJK fan. As you can see, I have Gojo as my PFP.
Yeah, no, this dude, I have been in a call with him since like 5 p.m. and I've heard JJK like 400 times at least.
That's what it should be.
JJK's fire.
It is now 9:45.
Yeah, JJK is good. I think Demon Slayer was good. Honestly, yeah. I thought it pounded out really good. Here's my irritation with Demon Slayer, and I mentioned this to Bats last week on our podcast, and that is, I don't like when they release a new season, and they're like, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a movie you can go watch in theaters.
No, bro.
It's the last episode of the last season in the first episode of the new season. It's not a movie. Quit calling it a movie.
Yeah.
It's two fucking episodes.
Okay. You also complained about the trailer hardcore.
No. So after the hype and success of the Mugen Train movie, you know, exactly like how you said, was just like, oh, there's a quote unquote movie, but like it's literally the last two episodes of the previous season and then like the first episode of the new season. And when I watched it was just like recap. We all paid good money to see a movie, but it's like recap. Mm-hmm. Recap. Yeah. Okay, then episode one of the new season, then it ends, and I'm like, dude, this is such a cash grab.
Oh yeah, it is. Like
it was like I did not have a good time. That was like the first time ever. I was just like, dude, this was, as much as I love Demon Slayer, this was not a movie. This was just a cash grab as to finesse people. And if they do it again, I'm not going.
They are. That's it. No, they are doing it. That's what they announced.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh, they are.
Because it's in so successful, in quotation marks. Yeah, it was successful because people thought they were going to see a movie in theaters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was a cash grab. I wanted to say hot garbage, but like the episodes are good, so I can't say that.
Yeah.
But like, it's just frustrating because the animation for Demon Slayer is out of this world, dude. It is really, really good.
It's great.
But no, I think anime has been great. I think Skate Infinity is getting something new next year, ish. Mm-hmm. Maybe
that's what I heard as well.
Skate the Infinity.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Not anime.
Season one
related.
Was great.
Did you all watch Godzilla Minus One?
I
yes.
Have.
Yes.
I want to go so bad. I want to go see it so
I watched it. I went twice.
I heard it was hype. I heard it was hype.
Did you see they're releasing a black and white version in Japan?
What?
Oh, that's a thing.
Oh, yep.
That's cool.
No way. That's cool. I went to a what was it, a couple weeks ago? I went to a early screening, and it was the only one in IMAX. And then I think a buddy of mine wanted to watch it again, and we were looking. I think it was that weekend because it was on a Wednesday when we went. It was like an early special screening. And we tried going Saturday or Sunday. There were no IMAX showings anywhere, and I was surprised. Man. I was just like, at least where I am, right? I'm not sure about like any other states.
Only supposed to be in theaters till December 14th originally,
mm-hmm.
which is wild to me.
Mm-hmm. But it was so good. It's my current favorite Godzilla movie. Just, oh man, it's chef's kiss. It was like so good watching it in IMAX. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, my ovaries exploded.
Oh God,
it was great. If you guys haven't seen it, I'd recommend it.
Yeah, I haven't got to see it. I really want to, though. I just had to see if anybody here had, because it has to be good, bro.
It's great.
It has to be good.
It's great. It's great. I told other people about it, and they watched it, and they told me the same thing. It was a great movie.
I mean, Japanese media just in general is pretty awesome, because I watched actually a movie randomly this year that I thought was pretty dope. Shin Kamen Rider? Oh, my God. If you have not seen that, that thing is insane.
Mm-mm. Oh my God, I haven't heard about Kamen Rider in so long, dude. Oh, I used to be in Discord with two of my buddies I played Guild Wars and a couple other games with for years. And they would log on together and watch Kamen Rider every weekend. Like they're like, all right, it's 5 p.m. Shut everything down. I'm like, what is going on? They're like, Kamen Rider's on. I'm like, I don't know what's happening right now. And I'm like, can I catch up on this? And they're like, it's too late for you. And I'm like, what do you mean it's too late for me? Like, what?
It's too late for you.
That's too good. Kamen Rider's amazing. Like that movie, just in general, like is very, very well done. But Jesus Christ, I forgot like how violent sometimes Kamen Rider can be. That movie's pure violence. Awesome. But yeah, no, anime though. Anime just in general has been like freaking phenomenal the entire time. I mean, mm-hmm.
Honestly.
It's been crazy good.
Dude, like, Berserk of Gluttony has been my go-to favorite right now.
Yeah, it's good.
Smash.
Nice. I have it on my watch list on Crunchyroll. Nice.
Wait, they announced what?
Season 2.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah,
dude, season 2 is gonna be freaking pretty wild.
It is gonna be lit,
dude. And then like Ace actually just started recently watching like Oshinoko.
Mm-hmm. I like it so far. I'm on episode. I literally have it right on my left monitor right now. I'm on episode 3.
I need to watch that.
First episode is an hour and 30 minutes long.
That's fine.
I'm telling you right now. Okay,
it's good.
Look, there could be worse things. You could watch Burn the Witch thinking it was an actual anime and find out it was 3 episodes because it's in the same universe as Bleach, and then you die on the inside because you didn't know.
A one-shot manga too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But like the 3 episodes are sick, bro.
Uh-huh.
And then it just ended, and I was disappointed, and I was like, wow, I wasted an hour and a half of my life.
That one's Kubo. I think that's his name. The funny part is people have actually been asking for more of that, and he hasn't still said if he's going to do it or not. That's the issue.
Yeah.
I've learned to just live with disappointment on anime because Trinity Blood is my favorite, and that will never get finished.
Trinity Blood?
Yeah.
I've seen that one. It's all right.
You know what else is a banger? My love story with the Yamada-kun at level 999. That was
that was great. That one's a great one. That ending got me. I was like, oh yes, this is how it's supposed to be.
Yes, it like ended how you want it to. You're like, wait a minute. Wakes up from dream. Like
exactly.
Like,
have you guys seen I may botch the name. It's been I don't know when it came out, probably like spring of this year.
Okay.
Oh my God, I can't remember the name. What is it? The ice guy and his female
colleague. Oh, yeah.
Dude, that one is so funny. Adorable. I love that one. I like that one a lot.
Dude, that one was pretty dope.
Yamada-kun was good. the ice guy and his cool female colleague was really good. Season three of Rent a Girlfriend was actually pretty good.
Oh, it was good.
It was
it was good.
I just don't like how they only do 12 episodes. I feel like they could do more.
I agree.
They could do like 24. I stopped reading. Is the manga still going on? Like, I know they said it's like the last.
It's in the last bits.
It's in the last bit right now.
Yeah.
But,
and it's still a long manga too.
Yeah, it's been dragging, in my opinion. It's been dragging heavily. I think they're just trying to milk it. But I'm like, they have enough source material to make 24 episodes in a season or a movie or something.
For sure. For sure.
It is popular. It is a popular manga and anime.
Yeah, it's good. I do agree. Like, the 12 episodes, I don't watch it until they're like 9 to 10 episodes in, because I just like to watch it continuously. Like, it's good. But it is 100% frustrating, because I'm always like, this is where we ended?
Exactly. Same.
Like, give me a little bit more. Come on. Mm-hmm. Like, I know it's there. Give me a smidge more. I've also watched some stuff that's not good, but I just like, I started it and I had to know. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is not Hans Zimmer's references as to, you know,
Ash's favorite.
I'd love to let you know that's on my watch list still, because I watched that one episode and I was like, God, that was awful, and it's still there as a reminder.
God,
how bad that is. I did watch The Duke of Death and His Maid, and that is
the funny part. That is a very popular show.
Here's the thing,
that's
like
the funny part.
It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It got better over time. Mm-hmm. But then they ended the newest season at such a weird part that I was like, you got to be kidding me, bro. Like, this is where we're left. Like, we have, like, some answers, and then it just stops. Like, you either don't give me any answers, or just give me, like, the answers and then lead me into what's coming up next. Like, one of the two.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Don't give me the halfway. That's no one likes that. Nobody's, you know. But it's not bad. It was a good something just to, like, watch and have on.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys are you guys watching Free Rin?
Oh my god, yes.
Free Rin's so good. I'm on Mal right now, and it's ranked number one. Is surprising. I mean, like, I'm surprised because it's really good, but I'm surprised that JJK is number two.
Really?
I thought JJK would have been number one this season, but oh my gosh, Free Rin. A great anime.
Regardless of what everyone says online and how JJK has been spectacular, Free Rin right now has been the best story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've seen clips of this. I haven't watched it, but I've seen clips.
It's good.
Of it. Yeah,
it's good.
I didn't watch it
this year. That's what I meant to say. Okay. I don't want to say all time. It's for this year, because this, in my eyes, like, I have two that are, I think, are way better. But I mean, because emotionally, those things are, I'm so connected to it. Same with Free Rin. I am emotionally connected with that one because it's so amazing. But
it's great.
I still don't think it's better than Noshinoko and also My Happy Marriage, but Free
Rin's
amazing. It's so fucking good. Like, I have a buddy that doesn't like watching anime, and he's like, he's been pushing everyone that doesn't watch like much anime either. Like, you guys need to watch Free Rin. If you guys are not watching, you guys have no idea what good anime is right now.
Yeah, Free Rin's great. I love it. Madhouse is killing it with the animation.
My favorite studio.
Same. MAPPA went down. It's like in the middle of the pack now.
If they can pay their people better, they'll probably be better. Like,
it's not even about the pay, bro. It's the hours too. Like, if they just like
production.
But like, what's crazy is I was reading one of the articles from one of the people working on the team, and they're like, this isn't even like 60% of what we wanted. Like, we had more, and like, that episode was already fire on that one.
Oh,
like,
are you talking about the Sukuna versus Mahoraga fight, dude? That it was an amazing fight. And then like reading the animator's tweet saying, "Oh, they were actually glad that you know, fans enjoyed it, but they said it was only 30% done." Yeah. And I was like, 30%, and it was like, that great.
I'm like, here's the deal. Hear me out, okay? I will wait
Same.
For higher quality. Like, Same. Give me higher quality, because here's the deal: people are gonna like it better. Quit playing stupid games. And give these people a reasonable wage and a reasonable time to work, because we have all these companies that are rushing content out, looking at you, Disney. And
exactly,
we see what happens, right? Our box office numbers are terrible. We have to make changes. The change is, like, give people time to do the work and make a good product. Mm-hmm. If you make a quality product, people appreciate it more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I get it. JJK is fire. Okay.
There are
times when I've watched this season that I'm like, people hated on Dragon Ball, you know, a few years ago for like crappy animation. And there are some parts of JJK, the animation's not great.
Yeah.
And if you go watch that Sukuna fight, that's one of them where there's like a couple things where he's going so fast that they do that like high speed animation where it's like almost like just like a sketch. And I'm like, this is cool. I get it. It's supposed to like give the speed, but like, I know this could have been better.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And give us a better quality, bro. I would wait.
Agreed.
I would wait.
I think, I think, I don't know if I said it last episode, Ash, or like a couple episodes ago. I remember I read an article or a tweet. It was saying that JJK Zero, like as great how the animation is in that movie, and the box office success, it was made in 4 months.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that thing. That's insane.
And I was just like, dude, 4 months.
Yeah.
And it was like insanely well. I feel like MAPPA started adapting like that mentality. It's like, okay, we could rush content and get big bags of money for it.
Yeah.
But it's not working because that was a movie. It's not working because this is a season where it's like, you know, like they pay for slots weekly.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I read another tweet saying that I think it was like episode 17 or 18 was it even done. And it was done like a week before it was supposed to air. And I was just like, dude, that's crazy. That's not cool at all.
No, it isn't.
It was done the week before. I remember reading that. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like,
oh my God,
you guys can plan this out better. And what makes me concerned is if this has happened with JJK, what's going to happen with Chainsaw Man?
Villain Saga Season 3. Hell's Paradise Season 2. It's like,
oh my God, Hell's Paradise Season 1. So good, dude.
Oh man.
It's good, but I didn't like the animation for Season 1. I saw that like they had different animators, different directors. Like I just think like a random team in MAPPA just gave it to them. They're like, here, just do something with this.
It was good.
Don't get me wrong. It was good. I like Season 1 a lot, but the animation was really flat in most of Season 1, in my opinion. At least,
because no, I agree. You know, there are definitely times. I just like the story. Story was
Same here. Yeah, story wise, really cool. I like it a lot. But yeah, like MAPPA, they just have so many projects that they're working on that I just, you know, the animators aren't getting a break. I think they just announced the Chainsaw Man movie.
Yep.
That's also the reason why I like the fact that someone brought up about anime be doing movies as like their seasons and stuff like that, because they're doing the Rize arc and that's the next arc. Okay, so Sai, if everyone that listened to our episode last, which we did on King and Ashura, like we actually brought up this specific topic as well about the Rize arc becoming a movie. Sai thinks it's freaking, they should just do it that way. I think it's kind of dumb because I think that's what he said, or I think it was the opposite what I think. Anyways, like we mentioned that, like that arc specifically, it's a very long arc in the manga.
The
Rize arc.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was scrolling through my feed and just found out that the Overlord movie, the Holy Kingdom, will be revealed January 1st.
Yep.
Nice.
Wow. Oh my.
That's crazy.
Dude, I'm stoked. That animation and storyline has never disappointed yet. I'm sorry, you will never get me ever to say that.
Yeah, and the funny part is, like, I'm actually looking at MAPPA's like next stuff that they're doing. Dude, they're also doing three movies. Like, one of them is the Chainsaw Man movie. The other two are like, the other two have been stuff that they said that they've been that they were gonna do, but they've taken so long to do it. And one of them is like the Yuri on Ice movie, which is the Ice Adolescence, which is supposed to be the next portion of from where the anime ended. And then the other one was like the one I'm waiting for, which is one of my favorite anime series, which is Zombieland Saga.
Oh, nice. Ooh. I like Zombieland Saga.
Like that. They announced that movie at the end of season two. And season two, I believe, either ended, I think it was 2020 or 2021, around like summertime. So it's been like years. It's been like 2 to 3 years since they announced that thing. Nothing has come apart from that at all. And that's supposedly supposed to be coming out 2024. So there's those three movies, and that's a lot of work that they're going to have to do for them already.
That is quite a bit of work.
Yeah.
It's makes so much money off these, like whether it's the anime, the movie, whatever, they're making a ton of money. They could spend a little more time. Just spend a little more time. Just a
exactly.
Just a
when does Dandadan come out?
Oh, Dandadan?
Next year, right?
Dan Down is this next year. I think they're coming out in, I think it's either winter or it's spring.
Okay. I'm really hoping that the quintessential quintuplets, like, pieces, kind of like Horimiya. You know, like Horimiya season one adapted everything and it was still good, but season two, technically, quote unquote, is Horimiya pieces or the stuff they skipped on from season one. So it's kind of like, you know, like the quintuplets season one, two, the movie. They did skip a lot of things. So I don't know if it's going to be a season. I'm pretty sure it is. They're just going to sprinkle in like what they skipped. And I'm all for it. Like, the quintessential quintuplets will always be my number one favorite rom com.
Dude, it's good. It's so good.
I love it, bro. Like, so much.
Dan to Dan is going to be fall of 2024.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to read the manga for that, actually, because the manga's not that long.
Yeah, my a buddy of mine that I work with, he's like, bro, he's like, do you see the trailer for Dan Dan Dan? I was like, I did. He's like, do you read the manga? I was like, I have not. And he's like, oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I've been hearing other discords of them talking about this manga. Apparently, it's pretty dope. So
yeah, he's the one that told me to watch Frieren.
Oh, Frieren's so good.
Frieren's great.
So fucking good. Okay, cool. God damn it. That was crazy. Is there anything like specific guys that what animes that you've been actually watching like this season that you want people to actually go and check out as well?
Rurouni Kenshin, dude.
Yes.
I know if you've watched the old Rurouni Kenshin, like, you know,
so good.
You might have certain feelings about that, but like new Rurouni Kenshin, it's good, dude. It slaps.
It's really good.
This season, do you mean like fall or winter?
What? Fall.
Right. It's fall. Fall. Right? Yeah.
Right now. Okay. It's fall, yeah.
So. Yeah.
Or no, just in general. Just in general.
Just in general.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Mine would probably surprise people because I watched the Scott Pilgrim one.
Mm-hmm.
Is it good?
That one's so fucking good.
I haven't watched it yet because I ran out of Netflix. So I had to like get my account. Mm-hmm. And like I've been waiting because they here's the deal.
They killed
I've read the books. I watched, and when the movie came out, I was like, okay, the movie was okay, but obviously, like, it definitely should have been spread out over like a course of movies or something. And when they announced the anime with the original voice actors, I'm like, it's gonna be fire because they're gonna be able to cover the entire story. It's not gonna be missing pieces all over the place. Hopefully,
it's a. I don't know how it is in the comics for that thing specifically. I know it's a slightly different telling of it, though, for sure.
Yeah. That's okay. Which, I'm all right with that.
It's still pretty good. The music is fire in that show. It is really good music. Like, holy crap.
Yeah, I need to watch that.
That's been a surprise for me, and people need to definitely go watch that. So good.
For me, it would be either Deadmount Death Play or... MF Ghost.
Dude, MF Ghost is so good.
I like it a lot.
I'll check that out.
Can't wait for season two.
That one's dope. If you love Initial D, you'll love MF Ghost.
I still haven't seen Overtake.
Thank you for reminding me. I need to add that to my list because people have been talking about that everywhere. And I'm like, I heard about it, just haven't seen it yet. It's a Formula One anime, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Nice. It looks cool.
Yeah, I want to check it out because there really isn't a lot of like racing animes that there is mangas, but I don't know that many. But animes in general, there aren't that many.
What is that old school racing anime? Shit.
Initial D.
No, they made a movie of it too. It's like back in the day you'd watch as a kid.
Oh, I'm not sure.
With the five on it.
Oh, Speed Racer.
Yeah, Speed Racer. Racer. That's what I was thinking of.
I got the box out of that.
Nice. Makagogo. Yeah, that's just
that's a good one.
Yeah, that's.
Got one that I rewatched recently that y'all will never think.
What?
But it's The Genius Prince's Guide to Raising a Nation Out of Debt.
You know what the funny part is? A lot of people told me that was actually a really good anime.
I love that one. I hope they come out with a season two.
I don't know.
It is so good.
Everybody should go watch Birdie Wing. That's my that's my go-to for the year, baby. That was good.
Dude, that was an awesome man.
Like, if you're not just watching like mainstream stuff, like obviously a lot of the mainstream stuff's really, really good. Mm-hmm. But like that was a banger.
Mm-hmm.
Still,
I forgot about this.
Still a little bit upset about some of the way it went down, but overall, really, really good.
I do like the fact that there's also another anime that came out this year that I totally forgot came out this year as well. The second season or second part to Witch from Mercury was also during that time.
Yes.
And that
amazing.
Did you ever watch Witch from Mercury?
Nope.
That was great.
Oh my god, dude. Really get me out.
I'm thinking about it.
It's fire, it's done.
I'll get there.
It's done. Yeah, it's just done. It ended already, so you can watch it.
I've been busy.
I watched 100 episodes of One Piece.
23 episodes.
Damn. You can definitely. Yeah, I watched 108 in like a month and a half.
I've rewatched One Piece from start to end to wherever it is. Like so I don't 8 times.
But you say watch, and that really means like it's on while you're doing something. That's not watching it. That's just having it on for like
just because
noise.
It's like in my heart, like you know. I already know what's gonna happen. I was gonna ask you this before though, Ash. Have you ever watched My Little Monster?
Yeah, I've loved that.
Isn't it great?
It is. I read the manga to it, and the manga is just as way more adorable than the actual anime. Such a good one.
I love subbed, right? But like I really want them to come out with a dub just to see, like I have the actors in my head who they're gonna play for it and everything like that.
Yeah, dude, Yoshida is just a dumbass. I love that dude though, he's so funny.
Yeah,
god, My Little Monster is a great one. It unfortunately the anime never ended.
Mm-hmm.
It's only 13 episodes that they released, but the manga is phenomenal to read.
Yeah,
it just starts them from like beginning to like how essentially it ends is so awesome. I love the way how that shit is. Such a good romance freaking manga.
It really is. It's on my top. That's what I was looking through. I was like, my tops. And I was like, ah, let's go.
No, that manga is just phenomenal. People need to read that one. It's actually pretty cute. And it's like, that one's actually meant for, that one's actually a seinen, which is weird. Oh, no, then again, they do talk about a really adult like topics though on that one specifically for a seinen. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. I mean, fuck, what else? What else has there been?
I saw a I was scrolling through Instagram the other day and I can't believe I didn't save it, but it was like another racing anime. It's not Overtake nor MF Ghost. I think it's new and it looked really, really good. I would just give me like 10 minutes. I'll see if I could try to find it.
10 minutes? Jesus
Christ. Yeah.
Goblin Slayer has been fire.
So
is Shield Hero.
I really like Goblin Slayer Season 2 a lot.
Same.
I'm like surprised how much I actually liked it.
Dude, it's just so good. Like, I don't know. I hate to be a spoiler, but for people who have watched one, like, you know, Goblin Slayer widens his perspective while bringing his like expertise to the table all together, and you're just like, this is crazy, this is nuts.
Yeah,
like,
which is like
the scenes too and him working with other people, and you're just like, oh man.
Yeah, season one of him really wasn't a whole lot of a big difference of him growing in character, but season two he grows a lot in character.
I feel like the two movies, like, they were great.
The freaking Goblin King one was so good. Was that, it was called the Goblin King, right? That
one? Yeah,
was it the movie King with the princess?
Yeah, I believe it was the Goblin King. That was a great movie.
Goblin's Crown.
Goblin Crown, such
a good movie. Like, holy crap, that was a good movie. Oh, god damn it. That was around the time when season two was supposedly supposed to come out and never did. It took freaking 3 more years after that.
It did, you know, but I was still satisfied. I was like, that movie slapped. That movie was great.
5 years, dude, until Goblin Slayer season one to freaking season two. 5 years.
You know, it really doesn't feel that way, though.
Well, because the movie came out like 2 years after the first season.
And then they had another movie, didn't they? There were two movies, and then season two came out.
I think that was a recap movie, though, the other one. I don't know for sure, but I think it was. I'm like 40% sure it was. I'm not going to look it up.
I think I found it.
What's up? What was it?
It's called High Drivers.
High Drivers?
Yeah, it has a 7.36 on MAU, and it came out... I thought I just saw the
2022.
Yeah. Yeah, 2022. Because I saw it on Instagram and it looked awesome.
It's saying here it's a music video.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a music video?
Yeah.
Unique characters. Oh. Never mind then. It's not an anime. It's a music video.
Well, I mean, here's the funny
part. It looks cool. It looks cool though.
Well, here's the funny part. There is a music video that's been made by Porter Robinson that was in collaboration, mm-hmm. I think, with it was either A1 Pictures, I think it was, or JC Staff. I don't remember which one of the two was. It was called Shelter, but that's also technically considered an anime because it does have a short 5-minute story to it, which is awesome.
Mm,
I guess okay. I've never seen that. It's one of the best ones I've ever seen done. Such a good one. Go check it out.
I almost forgot about this one only because like Netflix has been making me mad lately, but Good Night World.
Good Night World.
You know, I actually put that on my list. I haven't started it yet.
Oh, it's so good. It is really good. I guarantee you, once you start it, you'll just play it to finish it. Like, you have to. It's one of those animes.
The funny part is the only reason why I haven't seen it yet is because I only opened my Netflix to watch The Apothecary Diaries because that shit's really
good. Because that is good. One.
Yeah, so I forget that the other one is there, so
I don't know. That one. I just get tired of them raising their rates, and so then it's like, oh my god,
I hate that
and
too.
Hulu's doing it too,
really?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, do you know why? Because fucking Disney Plus is gonna like wants to own Hulu just fully now,
yeah, but you still gotta pay extra for Disney Plus. Like,
I know, but that's their
how am I supposed to keep watching Tokyo Revengers when Hulu keeps raising their prices, bro?
I know, but that's also the reason why like Disney's buying them, because they want to improve like their streaming service platform a bit.
And then Thousand Year Blood War, like, come on, don't be exclusive if you're going to be raising my rates so I can just drop you. Like, it's as simple as that.
God damn it.
Like, look at Crunchyroll. I feel like Crunchyroll has not raised their rates at all.
No.
I don't think
I guess
they
it's
have.
Been the same. The only difference is there's not like a whole bunch of other free shit you can do now because High Dive separated. Nah. Funimation decided to just kind of like be absorbed. But like the rates have never changed.
Mm-hmm.
Too much freaking money being spent everywhere.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, you know, as a reminder, if you ever want to think about the difference between a million and a million seconds is 11.7 days. Jeez. A billion seconds is 36.7 years.
Dumb.
God damn.
Mind blown.
Yeah, I mean that's wild. Sorry, 31.7 years. Sorry, my bad.
Even then, that's still a lot.
Yeah. That's the difference between a million and a billion.
God damn.
Just to put it in like terms that people can understand.
Yeah, yep. That's insane.
11.7 days, 31.7 years.
Dumb.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the way I talk to like when I bring up to people because I teach math. And it's like, it's the difference between a million and a billion. Because they're like, oh, I could tell the difference between a million. No, you couldn't. Like, if I wrote it out, sure. But like, if a billion of something was put out in front of you, like, you're not gonna know the difference between that and a million.
Mm-hmm.
I would if it was money in my bank account.
I mean, if we
could see the number written out, sure. But like, a million of something compared to a billion of something, you're probably not gonna tell.
Right, look. I realized I could spend daily the amount that I want to spend in my entire life daily. I don't know.
You know what the funny part is? I think like, I have a way to explain it to dumb it down for people. It's you know how much it costs to franchise a McDonald's?
No.
Mm-hmm.
It takes $1 million to franchise.
Okay,
McDonald's.
Not surprised.
What?
Yes, and here's the funny part: when Blizzard got acquired by freaking Microsoft, they only got them for like was it like a 1 point something or like 2 or 3 billion something around there?
No, it was like,
wait, was it more than that?
It was like $42 billion, dollars, bro. Yeah. $60 billion.
I thought that was how much they spent for Bethesda.
No, that was for Blizzard because that gave them Activision, Blizzard, and King all at the same time.
Okay, well, I think that's a dumb way of explaining it to people, but it's essentially that. It's like you getting a small store compared to getting a whole fucking company. Yeah. That's probably the biggest way of like explaining that.
Yeah, you get 999. One McDonald's to 999 McDonald's. You know,
McDonald's. Exactly.
There you go.
Done. Boom. Done.
$1,000. Whatever.
Yeah.
And they still haven't changed that. Now served 99. Yeah. Million people.
Yeah. Shout outs to McDonald's and Cosmix, bro. Never going to either, but you know, shout outs to them anyways, I guess.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
And before Ash is like, so we're sponsored by hash browns from McDonald's.
Paid advertisement.
Talk about how in some states, it says hash browns on the menu. Uh-huh. And in states like Tennessee, you get one hash brown. But if you're in Atlanta, Georgia, you get two hash browns for the same freaking price.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
What? What? We only get one.
So like at some McDonald's, it's different. So if you order hash browns, it's going to be the same price no matter what. But at some McDonald's, you get two, and at other ones, you get one.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess I do agree with him. Well, I agree with him on that because I've been to like randomly one time to two different McDonald's, and they both had different specials.
I don't want two hash browns for the price of one.
Two hash browns for the price of one is a steal. Holy crap. Especially in this day and age, how much it fucking costs. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
God damn.
They probably ain't doing that no more. But
no shit.
Yeah. I mean, like, just wild, bro. Just wild.
Okay.
I throw it out there. Into the world, you know?
Yep. Exactly. Dude. Okay. Well, I think this is probably a good time to slowly wrap this thing up.
Mm-hmm. Before four hours later?
No, I didn't know, right? Yeah. Because one of you guys will end up taking the shit on a fucking tangent doing that.
That was you.
True. It was me. But I also, like, I did say I wanted this to be nice and short because this is coming out on Christmas Day at, like, literally midnight moving into Christmas Day. So people asked me really just nice and wholesome, essentially, to listen because we ranted a little bit, but we also, like, praised a lot of stuff that we liked. And also
wholesome?
Like,
I wasn't told this in front ahead of time.
Okay, well, no, you weren't. You weren't. But we did say a bunch of shit. Which is,
I'm just joking. Yeah.
But, I mean, I want everyone that actually did listen to this episode to make sure to actually continue listening towards the end because I actually have asked a bunch of my podcasting friends in the community to just send me like holiday wishes to essentially all of our audiences, to essentially all of you guys that listen to us, whether you guys listen to us, Up Your Experience, like Annie Pro's podcast, Anybody's podcast, Segoy Summit, like all these like podcasters that are going to be sending me their audios for you guys to essentially wish you these happy holidays. Make sure to go check them out. 5-star them all and all that beautiful stuff with everyone. But I want to make sure that Blaze and Bats actually do theirs here for this episode too. So you two, like, you guys can take as much time as you guys want on like saying happy holidays to everyone, whatever you guys are looking forward to, what you're hoping for and all that stuff, whatever you feel like is necessary, go for it. I have no issue with this.
I'm letting Bats go first.
I hate it here. So I was not prepared for this in the slightest.
I know.
But
I wanted to do it like that.
happy holidays to everybody, and hopefully a good new year to where, me included. You know, you could. How to word this? I don't like being put on the spot. Y'all suck. First off, just these people here. Everybody else. I hope everybody's doing great. Everything like that. Good changes come to everybody. You know. Like my mom always says, just always try to better yourself in the best way you can. Like, you don't have to look at somebody else, but just look at yourself. If that makes sense. I don't know. I guess it took me 27 years to figure that out.
It makes sense.
But other than that, I hope everybody that you spend a great holiday. Well, the holidays with great people. And yeah, I'm gonna do what I do, like an Up Your Experience. On to Blaze, who has the monologue for everything. Let's go.
I like how Bats always likes to point out, like, he has it all written down, and I'm just like firing off the dome. Because that's how I live life. I wing it every day. That's just my way of doing things. I don't like to plan too much. Shout outs to Don't Do That. It causes everyone else stress, I promise. No, I'm just kidding. But no, you know, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, whatever, you know, you celebrate or, you know, you participate in. If you're a person that does New Year's resolutions, like, I hope it goes well. The big one I always do, and I do it every year, is I do my best to not go out to the store on the weekends in January. So that way I'm not spending extra money. I don't really do that anymore anyway. I'm pretty good about not going out and just spending in general. But like me and the kids used to go out to the store and like we might pick up like a few little knickknacks and like we might spend like $10. But then I have this like random crap around my house. So I don't do that anymore. I know for me, like I'm going to continue doing something I started April 7th, 2023. And that's doing 100 pushups and 100 sit-ups every day.
Nice.
I've done it every day. I will complete the year and I will have completed 365,000 pushups and sit-ups. Actually more than that because I do more some days. But that's wild to think about. I did it through COVID. I will continue. I'll have to get injured in order to stop. But
nice.
No, I do hope everybody does well, you know, whatever it may be that you're into, whether it's gaming, anime, reading, manga, you know, hopefully we get some bangers this coming up year. And this time of year is sometimes rough for people. Obviously, any time of the year can be rough, but we're talking about holiday times. It can be rough for many different reasons. If you need that mental health help, make sure to reach out to a friend. If you know somebody that might be going through something, reach out to them. If you need resources, check out guardiansmentalhealth.org. We have a lot of resources actually post up there. You can get the app on your phone, iOS, Android. You can download it. All those resources are free. No data collection on the app at all. It's really just to provide a free mental health resource and have a therapy finder if that's something you need. I know that's a rough spot for some people, but I spent a lot of time last week at DreamHack, three full days talking to people and providing mental health resources to individuals. And I just like to let people know that those are there because I know sometimes it can be hard to find that help and you might not want to have to talk to other people about it. And at least with that situation, like you can go on an app and those are all vetted resources by our professionals and you could get some help that you need, or you're like, okay, maybe I need more than that. Cool. There's resources there to help you out with that as well. So I that's one thing I always like to point out. We're in the holiday season. Me and Bats talked a lot about that on the Up Your Experience podcast, and we'll continue to do so. I mean, we're coming up to February. February is my big charity stream month for Guardians Mental Health. That's going to be happening. Just really trying to help provide mental health for free, at least assets and resources as much as possible. But yeah, that's my big holiday wish. I'm hoping for some banger animes. Hopefully video games, the whole nine, and just continue on the grind of physical health. Physical health promotes better mental health. Those two things do go hand in hand. And that's kind of hard, sometimes. Actually, another fun fact, because I'm just full of them today.
Oh, yeah.
Actually spoke to a nutritionist last year in one of the trainings I did for Guardians Mental Health. And when you are not hydrated, you become less efficient at whatever you're doing, whether that's watching anime, whether that's playing video games, whether that's going to the gym, you actually like lose focus. There's statistical data behind it where it drops off it's in tiers. But I think like the first drop off is like 17%.
Oh, well,
and that's significant. It is hard to remember to reach over and grab a drink of water or whatever it is that you're drinking. Dude, grab something to drink. Make sure you're staying hydrated. It goes a long way. Helps with your health, promise. Also, fruit is good. I saw a funny TikTok the other day that's like, I eat fruit every few weeks. Maybe throw fruit in there every few days or something. I don't know. Grab some apples. Honeycrisp apples will slap. That's my TED Talk.
Nice. That's great. You got anything, Ace?
Well, I don't think I could top Blaze's holiday spiel, but just want to promote positivity, love, and just surround yourself with great people, friends, family, both of them. And to piggyback off of Blaze, if you need any resources, he provided them for you. Reach out to a friend. I'm here. Ash is here. To anyone in general, my friends know that I'm always there for them. Same with my family. Just if you celebrate during this time of year, just reiterating happy holidays to you, much love, and cheers to a great year for 2024.
Okay, not bad.
Ash, what do you got, man?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For me, I just want to tell everyone happy holidays for everything, like you guys being just essentially there for one another whenever we want. You guys need somebody to talk to, play video games with, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like people that have been in the community or like I've talked to other podcasts or stuff like that. I played games with Blaze. I played games with Bats before. Like I play games with Dylan sometimes too. We have anime watch parties sometimes and other discords. Like it's showing that we have, like, all of us have camaraderie within each other. And whenever you guys do need that extra camaraderie, just make sure to always hit someone up. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, if you feel that it's going to emasculate you, just don't. Just do it. Like, honestly, just do it. Just talk to someone. Get over what you need to actually get over and make sure that you keep yourself, like, mentally stable. Keep yourself mentally healthy, physically mm-hmm. healthy, everything, the whole nine yards. And we say it all the time on our show as well. Like, we promote mental health. Like, we make sure that if you're not feeling the way how you are, then make sure to just seek the help that you need. Like, it's personally, like, with me as well, I have a very stressful job as it is, and I'm a fire protection engineer, so I'm like crunching through stuff, had to go through deadlines and stuff like that. I've used 3 of my sick days this year for a mental health day, and it helped a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's stress the first away. Time I did it. I did the same thing. Like, I actually I took a day off strictly for my mental health. Usually I take days off if my kids or wife are sick, I'll mm-hmm. be honest.
Exactly. And here's the thing, like, depending on what state you guys are, they're not supposed to ask you why you're taking those days off. Like, if you're feeling exhausted, whether it's mentally, physically, anything like that, take a mental health day off. Just do it. Like, they're there for a reason. They, like, some states don't have those rolling over, or just in general, they don't have those rollover. Use them. Like, honestly, use them. It's free money that your company's offering you just so you can go relax. And
mm-hmm.
like, you don't necessarily have to be at work like every single day. Just go do that. I'm grateful that there's so much anime to watch. Like, honestly, mm-hmm. there is. Like, just to kick it up a notch. Anime to watch, friend, like, family events and stuff like that I've done. Like, I celebrated my nephew's birthday this year when we went to Universal Studios, which is amazing. I've never been there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the first time I've ever been there. So it was phenomenal. Like, oh my God, it's so good. Like, staying positive is a big thing too. Just stay positive every single time. Like, it, and we all know this too. It's like, there's always people that always try to, like, bring you down, but hey, guess what? Make them a friend and make them to just see your ways on top of that. honestly, just like, and just living is great. It's like just living in general.
Mm-hmm.
You can't enjoy or see things unless you're not around. So,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I always express gratitude to the universe, you know, that I have my health and I'm alive. And I often get filled, you know, with emotions, you know, because I'm very grateful to be alive, to have my health, reiterating that, to have you guys, talk to you guys, being able to do the things I love, mm-hmm. being surrounded by the people that love me. And yeah, you know, like, life is great.
Yep.
What's that Titanic saying that Jack Dawson does? Is I believe life is a gift and I don't intend on wasting it.
Yep.
Great quote.
Exactly. Amazing quote. And just in general, everyone, have yourself a nice happy holidays. Merry mm-hmm. Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. All the stuff, all the holidays that are celebrated during that time. You guys have a fun time. Enjoy with everyone that you do. Eat a lot of food, drink a lot of drinks, mm-hmm. and do everything safely. Merry Christmas to everyone. Y'all have yourselves a nice, wonderful night.
Happy holidays.
Hey, everyone. Pete from What Do You Say Anime here. Just want to wish everybody a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. I hope you're happy. I hope you're safe. I'm looking forward to spending a nice long hibernation inside during this winter and catching up on all my backlog anime. And I hope you are all enjoying what you are watching or reading, and wishing you, on behalf of the What You Say Anime podcast, a happy holiday.
So, Jordan, we were asked by the wonderful, happy holidays, Jordan.
Happy holidays, David.
Oh, goodness. How is
you
your
liberal gosh. Happy holidays? Oh, David, don't you know? Don't you know it's America? So Lord Jesus Christ, it's Christmas. Blah, blah. Anyway,
How was your Festivus?
Oh, you know, I got a lot of problems with you, David. Now, I watched...
yeah, Rachel and I walked Ravioli and did our airing of grievances.
I watched the Festivus episode with Steph because she's never seen it. That episode's kind of misogynistic.
Oh, very much. I was actually talking to Rachel where Elaine's look after the sauna, I was like, she was like 15 years too soon for that work, because that would have like, in like mid-2000s, that would have like been like a pro that she looked like that.
She looks fine. Well, the funniest part is where there is a, like, you know, the other subplot is that Jerry's dating this girl who looks, quote-unquote, ugly in the, in different lighting, and we were just like, she looks fine.
Yeah, she looks totally fine.
She looks fine.
God, I wonder how long this clip he wanted was. But anyway, by the way, you should watch Round and Round. I just watched that with Rachel. It is a, it's probably the best Hallmark movie ever made.
Really?
Like, no joke, it's unironically like just a good movie. It's a Hanukkah Hallmark movie, which it may be the first one they ever made.
Oh.
And I will just say it has a science fiction element to it.
Oh, is that the one with like one of the Dropout guys? I heard
Yeah, it's
that,
got
like,
the lady from Dropout fic.
Yeah, I heard
so
that.
So that's why I watched it.
Yeah, Steph mentioned that one to me.
It's only like an hour and a half. I would watch it. But anyway, Jordan, what are you looking forward to from an anime and manga perspective? Because I don't watch anime, but there's one anime adaptation I'm looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to reading more Baki.
You and your Baki. Well, I'm looking for. I am very excited for the Don to Don adaption that's starting up. It's by the people who did the Scott Pilgrim anime.
Oh, fuck
and yes,
yeah.
It's
I
an anime.
Watch
you
that.
Can fight me. Hell yeah, I'm pumped.
I gotta watch that. Yeah.
And also, everyone should read Witch Watch, because Witch Watch is based.
Yeah.
Oh, they definitely sell bait Krimbus in Witch Watch.
Krimbanitskivis. Yeah. Or Winter Solstice, because they're witches.
All right. Well, this has been David and Jordan from the Shonen Flop podcast. If you guys want to get more of us, you can find us on Shonen Flop. That is, shonenflop.com. You can also check out Oni-chan's episode that he was on. Sorry, I forget off the top of my head, but it was a great one. And thank you, and everyone have a great rest of the year, which is also my birthday, so feel free to send me gifts. That'd
that
be
is
great.
True. His birthday is December 31st. He just snuck Hell in there yeah. at the very end.
Yeah. Yeah, people don't believe me when I said I didn't celebrate my birthday this year. All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Ahoy hoy gang, the Anime Academic here, wishing you a very happy holidays. Remember that you're important, remember that you matter, and remember that Frieren is an excellent Christmas watch that'll have you bawling your eyes out. Goodbye, everybody, and happy holidays.
What's good, Simpa for Senpai fam? It's the one and only Ath Geek, here to wish you and all your loved ones a happy holidays. I hope you're all blessed and loving the anime you're watching. We had an amazing year of anime, and we are in for another great year. I know the guys are thankful for you all for tuning in, whether this be your first episode or your 30th episode. Thanks for all the love you've shown my guys. Enjoy your holidays, and I hope you join them on their future journeys. Peace, love, and highest vibrations.
Hi, everyone. We're Baka Baka Baka. We're here to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Our recommendations, or I'm going to have my other co-hosts go first. Jason, what do you think everyone should look forward to this Christmas?
Not only am I looking forward to the Jujutsu Kaisen Christmas special, but I think all of your favorite animes having their Christmas special is a really great episode to watch. So I'm looking forward to that.
I didn't know they had a Christmas special. That's cool.
I don't know if they have it. I'm just saying.
Don't argue with the bit, guys. Awesome. Jeremy, go.
I'm thinking Kaiju number 8 would be really cool. And Solo Leveling looks like it's right up my alley. So Merry Christmas, everybody.
And I would say that Netflix right now has a lot of cool anime stuff that's unique. Pluto, we just reviewed. Blue-Eyed Samurai's on there. The new Scott Pilgrim takes off. A lot of cool stuff on there for binging, if that's what you're into. All right, if you want to check us out, we're Baka Baka Baka. We have horrible, horrible podcast reviews, just like you heard here. I think we're going to say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Happy New Year! Thanks, Jeremy.
Merry Christmas! Happy New Year!
Hi, I'm Dan, I'm Bass, and I'm Tyler, and we're the Anime Degens, and we wish you a very, very, very
I think it's
degenerate
cool.
holidays. I nailed it.
Yeah, no, I actually think that would work.
What we're looking forward to this holiday season is Santa leaving some big old anime titties under our Christmas trees.
Is that allowed? Bye. Tyler?
I don't see why.
You're recording, ain't you, Bass?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you're recording.
Oh, yeah, yeah, all that is, okay. Yeah, all that's recorded. Okay, yeah.
Good. Yeah, just, I can use that for sure.
He's like, we did it. We've already done it.
But I said, I'm Dan, I'm Bass, and I'm Tyler.
That might make it even better. Okay, dudes, we need to get started.
Do you want to say something, Bass?
I'm good. I'll say something eventually.
Do you want to build an anime snowman?
I want to be an anime snowman? Like Jeezy?
But yeah, we just want to tell everyone happy holidays, and that we're really looking forward to all the banger anime coming out next year. And don't forget to check out all these other podcasts and give them a 5-star rating too, especially those simping for senpai guys. And yeah, that's about all we got. Have fun, stay degenerate, and as Ash always says, watch your damn anime. Peace out, guys.
What's up, Simping for Senpai podcast? This is Mike from the Anime Protagonist podcast, or AniPro Pod for short. I want to wish all of you a happy holidays from the three of us, and the best wishes in the new year. Hopefully Santa-san brought you all the presents you've been asking for. I know I've been asking Santa to stop Jujutsu Kaisen from inflicting so much pain on my mental health, but something says I'm not going to get that wish. As far as my co-hosts, Cole has been waiting patiently for his second volume of March Comes In Like a Lion, which I'm pretty sure just got delayed again, and Jay is probably waiting for a new light novel to gush about. I hope you're enjoying this fall season of anime, and are excited to check out what the winter season is bringing in the new year. Personally, I'll be excited to check out Delicious in Dungeon, because I love food, fantasy, and Studio Trigger. But Solo Leveling, Chain Soldier, and A Sign of Affection look good too. I hope your holiday season fills your little weeb heart with joy, and new year brings you health and happiness, and of course, another year of great anime, and great anime podcasts. Again, happy holidays from us here at AniPro, and we'll see you in the new year.
Can you, can you repeat the question, please?
Can you guys imagine if Red Leg Zeph changed his name to Stanky Leg Zeph?
That would just mean my Christmas wish came true.
Just has to pivot from cooking to dancing.
It's honestly the easiest transition, because like both do require pretty precise hand movements. But happy holidays from us here at the Annie Buddies. I'm Alex. Happy late Hanukkah to everybody that celebrates it.
Can confirm.
Introduce yourself, guys.
Oh, gosh. I guess I'm the token Hanukkah celebrator of the group. They call me Maddie Spice.
We here at Anybody's Productions would like to apologize for this momentary interruption. We got off track during recording. It's no good place to cut back in smoothly. Instead, please enjoy these lovely tunes provided by the Kaguya-sama Season 1 OST.
To shatter the illusion, but Matt is actually the head honcho of the Antibuddies, and he runs everything secretly behind the scenes, just on camera. Matt, he's real modest.
It's true.
Yeah, I've actually been Matt is John Seawater.
These fellas for their adrenochrome for years.
I am no longer a biped. I am just a sentient whale.
Oh, what a movie.
What a movie. And speaking of movies, something that I'm looking forward to next year, actually, is the Dead DDD Destruction movies that are coming out. Because I'm a big fan of Goodnight Poon Poon, and I know that this manga was also written by the same mangaka, Inio Asano. So if these movies do well, then that means that we could be getting some more of his works. And I'm pretty excited about that.
True. What I'm looking forward to in 2024 is Tristan introducing himself.
Oh, that was good!
Because we skipped it.
That's sorry, okay. I saw the segue. I had to take it. Okay. Call me Paul Blart.
I was just waiting for my grand entrance.
Bada bing.
But yeah, this is Tristan from the Antibuddies, and I'd like to wish everybody wealth and prosperity in the upcoming new year. Happy holidays to all, and as far
as... Oh, we're doing the anime thing first. Sorry, I cut you off as you were going into it. I'm so bad at this.
Is this format? What are we doing?
We're just kind of winging it. This is classic Antibuddy style. What do you mean?
This is the Antibuddies classic. We got it straight off the Waterboys playbook.
As far as anime though, I'm gonna go with a throwback and say it's time for the yearly rewatch of Tokyo Godfathers and my favorite Christmas anime episode, episode 3 of My Senpai is Annoying. It's a cute little Christmas themed episode, and feel like it's time to get cute and cozy for the cold weather outside, you know? Time to stay in, bundle up, and just let my heart overfill with joy and warm me up.
I my favorite anime Christmas episode is the Forest Critters from South Park.
I think my favorite anime Christmas episode is probably Die Hard.
You shut the fuck up.
What? It's anime.
Die Hard is not an anime. I will let the Christmas thing slide. It's not even animated. What part of it's anime?
Well, the tower is named Nakatomi Plaza.
What anime are you looking forward to that's not Die Hard?
Honestly, a coin flip on My Hero Academia Season 7, but they're going to finish out Part 2 Season 2 of Mushoku Tensei in 2024, so worth it.
True, and yeah. Also, speaking of Studio Bones there, they're actually dropping, instead of Skate Season 2, which would have been lit, they're actually dropping another anime original this upcoming season, Metallic Rouge. And, you know, it has an anime girl with a choker and pink highlights.
Hey, we did a thing about this.
Yeah, we just did a thing about this, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, just, you know, non-anime thing that I'm looking forward to is just kind of how much I know that I my life can improve in this next year, and that I know that it will improve. So if that's I can do trick. It, and
you gotta manifest it.
Yeah, that's the trick. Like I'm a piece of shit, but like I know I can do it. I feel it. I feel it in my colon that I can do it. So if I can do it, you guys can for sure do it too. I believe in you. Is all I have to say. I believe in you, listener.
Well, speaking of believing in things, my big hope for the year of 2024 is that everybody's ships come true. Even the conflicting ones.
Like Trump and the polls?
Glaze the unglazable, adore the unattainable, simp for senpai.
Wow.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Tiberius here. Happy holidays to you and yours. I just want to thank Ash and the guys over at Simping for Senpai, allowing me to spread a message of joy, and hope everyone's having a good holidays. Make sure you stay safe and stay warm, and the best way to do that would be to cuddle up inside with a good episode of Jujutsu Kaisen. And if JJK isn't really your bag, that's understandable. You have Frieren to look forward to, which is clutch for anybody. And if you're not really into anime and looking for manga this holiday season, check out Stage S. It's a new shonen manga that's on Manga Plus. It just came back from hiatus last week, actually. I just dropped a video on it on my channel. But the most important thing is to make sure you enjoy your time with your loved ones. That's really all I can say that I've realized over the years. It isn't about material things. It's about spending time with the people you care about. Whatever you can take from that time that is beneficial to you, make sure you focus on that. There's always enough negativity in the world, and only thing on the news is the blues. So try and look for something positive, and have a good, safe holidays. See you next time. Peace.